Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 26, and it is the 19th of June 2014. And I'm titling this podcast this week, The Harvests Are Starting to Come In. The reason for that, I think, is obvious, so I don't think I need to go into explanations why, and I'm sure you'll find out more. It's only going to be updates this week again. There's so much happening that that's all I really can do. However, if you do want to hear anything in particular or want to contribute, please do contact me. Richard at the veggrowerpodcast.co.uk is my web email address. And or you can just go to the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, and comment there. So with that, let's carry on with the show. Okay, so let's start with what's happening at home. Well, I've put some of the indoor plants outside. The reason for that is stupidly I've been forgetting to water them enough, and they've been getting a bit dry and not looking too good, shall we say. So I felt that that was necessary to take them outside. That way it's easier to water and they don't get as hot. And some of them are definitely benefiting from being outside so far, so that's all good. Some of the smaller ones I may repot soon. I may have to do that soon. But more on that at a later date. Now at home, not much else has really been happening. I've been having to weed, obviously, all the plants in the pots. Easy enough, just pull some of the weeds out. I also noticed the peach was sending up a root or a shoot from below the whatever they call it. I can't remember off the top of my head now. And that's not a good thing to let grow. It's the root tree, if you like, is trying to grow another shoot and grow, and that may not match what the top half of the tree is. However, they are, fruits are still swelling really nicely on those. I'm really looking forward to those, I have to admit. Yesterday, I've sown some peas and a couple, well, some climbing beans and some runner beans. Now, for me personally, I'm not a great fan of runner beans, but a lot of people grow them. And I think just for the sake of growing them, really, if I'm honest. However, the reason I'm growing them is that Amanda has turned around to me and said she likes them. So if she's going to eat them, fair enough. Now, although rain has been quite regular, I wouldn't say regular, but it has been raining, so things haven't needed watering. But the dry days have been really hot, so I have had to water sometimes, especially those in the pots, the blueberries and stuff in particular, because they need a lot of water, being a bog plant. So I've been watering, and I've also been adding feed, just the nettle feed, to hopefully try and use it up. It makes so much that it's surprising how long it lasts. Well, in the home garden anyway. Probably up the allotment, it wouldn't last long, but in the home garden, with it being so small, it lasts a long time. The tomatoes, they are even flowering, which I'm really pleased about, because I'll soon be getting tomatoes out of them. And they're growing really healthily, and they are actually sending out their little side shoots. So I'm having to pull those off and snap them off, basically. That way I can ensure that all the grove goes into its new plants, into its fruits. So I'm really happy with that. That's the sign of the summer, isn't it? The ice cream van. So yeah, I'm really, really happy with that. And just feels at home, like things are coming along. On the raspberry plants and bushes, I'm seeing there's some fruits that have set, and they're just waiting to get a bit riper. There's not a huge amount, but there'll be enough. So yeah, that's really good. I can't complain at that. And so with that, I'm going to go on to the allotment. Okay, now the allotment. As I said, this episode is titled Harvests Are Coming In. And the reason for that is, obviously, harvests are coming in. Now, I've been harvesting lots and lots of broad beans. I have mentioned some of these last week, but yeah, lots and lots of broad beans. My freezer is absolutely full of broad beans. In fact, these are the ones that I planted last year and overwintered, and they're probably nearly done. There's a few more I've just got to harvest, but I'll do that soon, and then I'll just get rid of those plants. But something has actually been eating the broad beans on the plants as well, possibly badgers or something, and they may have damaged the onion and garlic crops at the same time. So basically I planted the broad beans in between each one to section them off, and I think that might have been a bad idea now, but yeah, that was worth it for an experiment, as I said. But I won't do that again. There's been plenty of tabries coming in off the off my bushes. Loads and loads of tabries, really. Really nice and delicious. One of our neighbour, Doug, has gone on holiday, and he's asked me just to keep an eye on his, as well as a few others. And he just said, harvest any tabries whenever you want, whenever they're ready, because otherwise they're not going to be any use to him when he comes back. So, again, if anybody's planning on going on holiday, I do recommend doing that. There's been more rhubarb coming in. Got plenty of that. A couple more weeks and I'll stop harvesting the rhubarb. Again, I'm putting more in the freezer. I've made some rhubarb jam out of it, which actually is quite tasty. I really like rhubarb jam, I've discovered. I've harvested some red currants from a red currant bush. I didn't even know I had any until I just got on my hands and knees and was weeding and suddenly saw them, and that was a really nice surprise. So I've harvested those, and they've gone in the freezer. There's not a huge amount of red currants, if I'm honest, but enough. I will be putting a picture on this, or a photo on this post, of some of the harvests I've brought in. As well, by the way, I've had a few strawberries as well. And obviously, strawberries are so good. I tell you what, they're probably the one fruit that supermarkets just can't get right. These the ones homegrown are just so much more tastier, last so much longer. I mean, they still only last a few days, but so much longer. And you can, and with strawberries, you can start off with one. Next year you have one plant, that is. Next year you have three plants, and so on and so on. They'll just keep multiplying and multiplying. And I'm going to underplant some of the trees with them, just to get more strawberries out of the space. It's probably one of my top plants to grow is strawberries, I'd say. The supermarket ones, I think they are bred specifically for decent shelf life, decent being able to travel. and quantity from the plant, etc., etc. But they taste so bland. I hate them from the supermarket. After eating my own. The courgettes are starting to set. They're flowering and setting and little courgettes growing. They're not quite ready yet. Won't take long though. Same as cucumbers. They're fruiting. So getting quite a few of those. Same as at home with the tomatoes. They're flowering. And I've caned them all now and tied them in. Which I left a little late. But I can't see it being a massive problem. I've also harvested a few loganberries and a few raspberries. So, yeah, as I said, things are really starting to come in. Soft fruits and what have you. Been doing a lot of weeding and I finally feel I'm getting on top of the weeding. Probably helping by this time of year, the weeds aren't growing as much, combined with regular weeding. Excuse me. And doing more concentration on weeding as opposed to trying to get all the other plants sown and monitored and what have you. Harvested some chamomile flowers as well, just to make a chamomile tea. A couple of days ago when I had a headache, I thought it might help. I think I've got to experiment on how to get that to taste reasonably good, if I'm honest. But yeah, they're in flower. And I've actually planted in I've moved the stones that I had in between the chamomile, because the chamomile has now really taken over and starting to set like a lawn. And I've moved those to the back of a part of that path, and I've put the lawn thyme in as well, and hopefully that'll grow and take over that space. It just to act as the lawn, or an edible lawn as I call it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's about it with what I've been harvesting. There's been a few herbs as well that I've taken home and growing those on. I've planted a rosemary, a bergamot, and a borage plant, I think I said about the borage. The borage is actually in flower now, so bees are loving that, which is great because it'll pollinate some of my other plants, so on and so on. And borage is a good, I've heard as well recently that it's good for as a fertilizer, and it's also good for edible things as well as pollinating and stuff. So win-win all round. And a bergamot is for Earl Grey tea. So yeah, quite looking forward to that. Had a few cherries as well, just remembered the cherries. So that's my first time I've managed to grow cherries, and I think I've stopped the birds from eating them. Somehow, I don't know how, because they're still getting to my strawberries, but I've got to net those. So, yeah, that's good. They're not massive cherries, but they are cherries nonetheless. There's a stone in the centre, and that's most of the actual fruit. There's no real meat to it, if you like. Now, I had a door and a headboard for a bed that I've dug into the soil in where the grass area, seating area is going to be. What used to be, it's where the old compost bins used to be. I've dug those in to make like a fence almost, and then I've just got to get some soil, topsoil or something, just to bring it into so it can be leveled out. Now back at home, the neighbours of ours have cleared out some drains and have thrown all this soil to the side, and I'm going to take that, and that should start helping a lot. I've got another photo I'm going to be putting on the on today's post was a frog I caught amongst the asparagus. I got it on camera just to show everyone. And that's only one of the ones I've seen. I've seen quite a few on there. And I think the pond and the wildlife area has been bringing them in, so I can't complain at that. It's really, really good to see. You may remember I said about these hand weeders I was getting, or I got. Been using those, and they're certainly a lot easier to use, a lot more manageable, and easier to keep on top of a larger area or a smaller area and get on your hands and knees to get down and do them. Again, as I said, the weeding is getting under control now. So, yeah, that's good. A few weeks ago, I put in some beetroot seedlings that are grown at home. And they've really grown well. They're so much leaf. You can actually eat the leaves on these as a salad, which I might do and just cut a few off each one. I've got so many beetroot that, yeah, there's plenty there. Just chop them up and add them to the salad with some lettuce and stuff. But yeah, that's the underneath the soil, hopefully, there's some nice bulbs or beetroots growing. We believe we've had a thief on our plot as well, because I had sown some carrots. They were all growing really well. Even Barry, my co-worker, commented on how well they were growing. And then all of a sudden, quite a few of them disappeared. There's still a few left, but not as many as there was. And there was a glove almost half buried in amongst the compost that I can't figure out where it came from. It wasn't there when I sowed the carrots, I would have seen it. It wasn't there when I put it into the soil. So either some animal has dragged it in there, or somebody's been there and been helping themselves. And if they have, I ain't going to be happy. I've got, you know, this what annoys me sometimes when people thieving stuff off people's allotments. Most allotment holders are really kind, helpful people. And if you ask them, if you want some plants or if you're running low on food, you ask them, they're more than likely to hand some stuff over that they've normally got too much anyway. But when you steal, it's just really disrespectful in my eyes. And yeah, I get really disheartened with people like that. But I really hope, I know it does happen. And I really hope it hasn't happened. Okay, I think I'm going to wrap up now. It's been so much to talk about, and it's hard to know where to start and where to end. Please do go visit my website, that's the veggrowpodcast.co.uk. Please sign up, please comment, please join the forum, it's all there to go. And I'd love to hear from you, I really would. I really want to talk to people and make a community based around fruit and veg growing, and I want us all to inspire more people to grow their own. With that, this is Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and I'll speak to you soon.